again.
It's NBA Australia.
Damn straight it is, man. It's Thursday, January 4. This is NBA Australia. I'm James Clements. Currently in Australia for the next couple of weeks. How good is that? NBA Australia in Australia. Currently hanging out in Arma HQ Studios here in Australia. That's right. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Drawn Guys NBA podcast. And this is NBA Australia, yo. And today we are wrapping a big night in the NBA, especially for Isaiah Thomas and Devin Booker. Yeah, you know it. We also have, in this episode? All the usual dumbassery, like, yeah, nah, hashtag better than Lonzo Ball, Kiwi Corner, where in the world is Jonah Bolden, and we check in on every Australian NBA player and see how they're doing so far this year. We also have a brand new episode of The Diary of Stephen Adams, because of course we do. But more importantly, we preview all 12 of today's NBA games. It's massive. It's a huge day. I'm psyched. So just, you know, how about I shut up? We'll get to it. Let's do it.
Watch out for the Shaq.
All right, man. NBA Australia, we always start with the daily whip around. How are we all going to do it? There's a bit of news. There's not too much of it, really. James Harden is still out. Lonzo Ball isn't going to be coming back today, which is a bummer for the Lakers. But let's wrap the games from yesterday, shall we? Let's go. Portland at Cleveland. It was a massive one. Everyone was losing their minds because the little guy was back. Isaiah Thomas, little teacup Thomas. He had 17 points in 16 minutes and looked good, man. Had a couple of forays to the rim there where he knocked around and bumped into dudes and got back up, and you're kind of grimacing the entire time. Going, please don't get hurt. Jeez, Isaiah, just take it easy, bro. It's your first game back. Anyway, he'll rest up, hopefully be fine. He won't play in the back-to-back against the Celtics. That's probably just as well. What I want to know, really, Cleveland win this 127-110, by the way. Portland, end up getting smoked. I don't know if someone stood he and Shabazz Napier back-to-back to see who was taller, though, like how you used to do with your mates. That would have been fun. Pretty sure Shabazz has got him, and Shabazz is not tall. Anyway, speaking of back-to-backs, the Blazers run one and lost this. Even though they led at the half, they still look pretty tired and got beaten down the stretch, especially in the fourth, thanks to a timely intervention by one Isaiah Thomas. Dropped a couple of big bombs there at the start of the fourth before coming out for good. Man, 17 points in 16 minutes is awesome, isn't it? Dame came back in this one as well. He had 25 points and 6 assists for the Blazers. CJ had 19, 5, and 4. Also, shook like 4 different Cavs out of their goddamn pants, I'll tell you. It was very cool. I like watching CJ cook. That dude kicks ass. Who else did well? That would be Josef Nurkic. Josef Nurkic, hello. He's Bosnian beer. He's large like beer. He's also called Bosnian. Yes, he's very good, very good. He had a cracking game, too. He had, 23, 7, and 4. And remained quite large. Is what Josef Nurkic does. And, of course, for the old Cavs over there, the usual suspects, LeBron James, which is the lazy, amazing 24 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 steals, and a block. God damn it. Kevin Love, 19, and 7. That's just, you know, all-around good stuff. And how good is D-Way coming off the bench? 15, 8, and 3. Jesus. Not bad. All right, so there you go. Cleveland, they win it. IT's back. That was cool. Stoked. How about New York City? How about it? That was the Knickerbockers of New York City welcoming in the San Antonio Spurs and losing 91-100. Meaning, Greg Popovich overtakes his buddy there, George Karl, to be the 5th most winning head coach in NBA history. Jeez, we'll talk about that in a little bit. A little bit later. In this one, Ginobili threw up a pass that went in and everyone played like it flanked off the front somehow, which was amazing. He basically threw it in from behind the three-point line. It dropped in and everyone's like, nah, I don't know if that was a shot, but we'll just keep playing like it was and it didn't go in. Fucking bizarre, man. And Super Cool Bees over there, man. If he was not coming off the bench and kicking ass, Super Cool Bees, at 18 and 9 off the bench, he also had a shot that went around the fucking cylinder 6 times. Unbelievable. Very cool. So Kawhi also had a very silky smooth 28 points. Rather, 25 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. That's clamps! Clamps! You want me to use these freaking clamps? You're a freaking idiot, you freaking moron. Kawhi, on ya. LaMarcus Aldridge, 29-6. Rough one for the zinger there, because, you know, sometimes it just gets a little bit tough.
Supercharged Zinger Burger.
Even though you're the Supercharged Zinger Burger. What about if you're the
Extreme Zinger Meal?
Oh, you're the Extreme Zinger Meal now. That's pretty cool. Nice one. Tough one for Zinger. He goes 13 points on 19 shots. The Spurs now absolutely smoking. 26-12, third in the West. No hassles, mate. Knicks now ninth in the East and under 500, though. Bull Jesus at 18-19. It's a rough one, I'll tell you. Spurs are resting everybody for tomorrow, so they managed to lock away that one, at least. Good on yous. Good on yous. How about Hawks at Suns? This was a fun-ass game, wasn't it? 103-104. Hawks blow this late. Suns just, like, somehow eke out a win. That somehow was Devin Booker, I'll tell you. He had 34 points, 5 clutch-ass free throws down the stretch. They were down 2 with about 30 seconds to go. He gets fouled on a 3, makes them all, gets another foul. And the clincher, though, was Marquese Chris. Had one of the best games of his career with 17 points, 11 boards, and 3 assists and 2 blocks, one of which won the game, or basically saved the game, by blocking the shit out of Taurean the Red Bull Prince. Ah, damn. Miles Plumlee also had a fucking giant awesome block on, I think, TJ Warren. He just, like, met him at the fucking top of the mountain and went, "You shall not pass." German Rondo and Bazgaze had 20 in this. Ersan Ilyasova had 21. Yes, very good. And TJ Warren added 31 TJ Warren points, which are points, but just not as effective as other points. That's how a TJ Warren point is scored. Hornets at Kings. Oh, Jesus. This was a fucking laugher. The Hornets are up 20 at the half, and that's what it ends up at the end. Oh, jeez. It was a tough one there at the, Sleep Train Arena? Give it Kings. Nick Batum decided to show up for this one. He had 21 points over there, did LaFrançois. 12-10 for Kemba, 20-8 for fuck Dwight Howard. Jesus, not bad. You know, just a fucking smoker for the Hornets. Smoker. Jackie Cakes Randolph had 24-10 for the Kings in 25 minutes. And then Skel Labissiere, though, he actually got a start. Had 17 points, 15 rebounds in 28 minutes. Jeez, I don't know. Maybe play the kids more, Dave Yeager, you fucking dipshit. Why do we got to... I just don't know, man. Just don't know about Sacramento. De'Aaron Fox, though, he was back. First game since before Christmas. I'll talk about him at length in a special segment coming up. The entire Sacramento team only hit 7 threes for the entire game. That's 3 less than Steph Curry had the other night. Jesus! And finally, Memphis at the Clippers. Memphis go into LA and lose. 105-113. I don't know, man. Mario Chalmers is alive. He had 15. That's pretty cool. Tyreke Evans had the usual. What, 18, 5, and 6? 3 steals. He's having a good year, isn't he? Good job, Tyreke. I'm very happy for you, pal. How's Marc Gasol, though? 11-6. And yeah, you know, 11-6 from your big fella. Going up against, what, DeAndre Jordan? Yeah, I can see why you choose the old getting old El Spinado center over take that for data. David Fizdale when Mike Conley's still hurt. Jesus Christ, that was so dumb. Memphis, what the fuck y'all doing? Meanwhile, for the Clippers, Blake Griffin, second game back, 21 points, 6 boards, 8 assists. He back, baby. 33 off the bench was Sweet Lou Williams. He was basically the difference there. And Milos Teodosic, 13-5-6 for the rookie. The rookie who looks like he has 8 kids and smacks 2 packs of winning blues per day. Love me some Milos. Nice one, Milos. All right, that was it. That was the wraps. There was only those 5 games. A couple of fun ones. You didn't have to really bend over backwards to get stuck into those ones. But all right, let's get to the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Come on, as if this was ever going to be anyone but the little guy, Isaiah Thomas. Holy shit, what a story. As Kyrie pops off and is all like, they didn't want me in Cleveland. And then LeBron's like, the fuck, man? Everyone's like, Jesus, why everybody mad, bro? And then Isaiah rolls in and's like, ah, the little guy. Let's fucking give him a standing ovation. Love him. Conquering hero. Hasn't played for you yet. And he was great. But he gives them just so much extra scoring punch off the bench. This is awesome. You know, once he eventually gets into the old start, well, once he starts, I guess, it's going to be fun as hell just to see him, like, you know, it's a little bit more effective, I would argue, than Jose Calderon, fucking hammy Calderon over there. He gives him just so much more punch. I love it. 17 points in 16 minutes ain't no fucking round when he's not played basketball for 6 months and he's got like a fucked up hip and shit. God damn. On your Isaiah, that is a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
All right, who's old mate, no mates today? Who's got no mates today? Well, look, this is going to go hand in hand with Isaiah Thomas. Anyone criticizing the Cavs for sitting out Isaiah Thomas for the Celtics game today? Man, the Cavs are on a back-to-back. You just see how the little fella goes. You know that he's not going against a very physical team in the old Portland Trailblazers. You know that Dame and CJ aren't going to beat the shit out of him, and especially their fucking horrible, like, you know, Shabazz Napier-led second unit. So, great call by the Cavs. Celtics, you know, you hang him out. It's fine. Just go, right, man, I'd rather make sure that we, you know, he's healthy going into the next bunch of games rather than having to fucking force him into this Celtics game. The best part is I'd rather see him play a full playoff series against the fucking Celtics than some bullshit January game and then him, like, you know, hurt his hip after coming back too quickly or some shit. So the same goes to the he should have a video tribute crowd. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all dipshits have got no mates today. If he doesn't want one after 2 years of playing there and everyone's kind of like, look, a little bit later in the year when you're actually playing, we'll hook you up. Everyone's like, all right, that seems fair. So in the meantime, maybe y'all should just fucking chill. And yeah, we all know who this is. It's all about...
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I just don't know. This is ridiculous. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, Stephen A. Smith, I'm looking at you and your dipshittery. Pipe down with some dumbassery on this one. Would you, like, just fucking let Isaiah get healthy and it'll be fine. It's not a fucking issue. Anyway, there you go. Your old mate, no mates today. All right, who is today's winner of...
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you don't get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
That's right. It's better than Lonzo Ball. Your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. It's hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. The man taking what, three spots after him in the NBA draft this year. That's right, motherfucker. De'Aaron Fox back. Man, I love me some De'Aaron Fox. He had a quad injury that had sidelined him since December 20. He comes back, no problems, 33 minutes, has 17 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal against the Hornets. In an absolute shit show of a game, De'Aaron Fox steps up at least a little bit and is fucking good. So, good job, De'Aaron Fox. Best scoring game since October 31 for De'Aaron. I love the guy. This is fucking great. So, Lonzo, not back today. It's a bit of a bummer. Get back soon, fella. And, you know, that way we'll actually have some comparisons for the old Better Than Lonzo Ball. It's a little bit more fun. And when I say a little bit, I mean fucking heaps more fun. All right, let's get to Yeah Nas after this one. Yeah! NBA Australia! We're back. How good is it being in Australia, too? It's so fucking warm over here compared to goddamn America. It's like negative bajillion in New York right now. Hope Larry Armour Studios are doing okay, and hope Larry himself is alright. How's that little dog out there hanging out in the puppy farm, puppy camp, Pennsylvania? Yeah, some little boy, what's up? Alright, y'all ready for this? Yeah, nah, it's yeah, nah. We take three NBA storylines and decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Let's do it. Cleveland or the Bucks trying to trade for Paul George right now? Yeah, nah. Yeah, I mean, sure, fucking try all you like. I just don't think the Thunder are going to trade the guy. It just doesn't seem like something they need to do, the old Thunder. I mean, yeah, everyone's like, oh, Sam Presti would definitely just pull the trigger on something because he's just so smart, you know. He's just so much smarter than everybody's. Motherfucker traded James Harden and lost Kevin Durant for nothing. Get the fuck out of here, smarter than everybody. Assholes. But their schedule very much opens up all of a sudden. And, I mean, if they hadn't lost that fucking shitty game on New Year's Eve to Dallas, the Thunder be sitting there going, dude, we can just rattle off some fucking wins here. They have the Lakers, they have the Clippers, they have the Suns, the Blazers, the Wolves, Charlotte, Sacramento, and then the Lakers again before they play Cleveland on January 20. Who do they play? Is it
Cleveland?
There you go. So, and then even then, it's like Brooklyn, Detroit, Philly. So they could really fucking just rattle off some wins here, and if they are going smoking well, obviously Paul George ain't going to go anywhere. So, look, best of luck to you, Cleveland and the Bucks, but I don't see the Thunder trading him anytime soon. Unless, you know, they drop a couple of these shitty games and it all goes to crap again, which is just as fucking like likely at this point. Anyway, number two, the Mavs. I don't know if you saw this story, but it's great. The Mavs should have kept their little cows in Chinese nickname. Yeah, fucking oath. Little cows is awesome. Jesus Christ. I can't believe they got so pissy about the idea that the Chinese translation of their name was Little Cows. I think that's fucking great. What are you going to be? The super cool Cuban Mavs? Like in fucking Chinese now? Get the fuck out of here. Little Cows forever. I love it. Third one. How about Greg Popovich is the best NBA coach ever? Yeah. Fucking oath. Come on. I think we're sort of taking the piss a little bit if we sort of think anybody else is probably better apart from what? Maybe Phil Jackson with that handful or fucking giant collection of 11 rings over there. But Pop is now fifth all-time in wins with 1,176. That is behind Don Nelson, Lenny Wilkins, Jerry Sloan, and Pat Riley. He'll get up there. I mean, he's sticking around. What is he, 69? Nice. Pop, though. Pop 2020. I'd rather see a presidential bid, maybe. But I don't know, man. Who would you rather fucking steer your franchise for 21 years like Pop has? Like, Bill Jackson? Shit, man. Dude kept popping in and out. And you saw what he did to fucking New York. Gross. Pat Riley, maybe. I don't know how good coaching, though. Gary Sloan, Jesus Christ, just Stockton Malone for 20 years racks up some wins, I guess. Don Nelson, get the fuck out of here. He's off boozing himself to death in Miami. Oh, no. Hawaii. I don't even know he's boozing himself to death. He's just living his fucking best life. I need Don Nelson. Lenny Wilkins, whatever. Anyway, Pop is the best NBA coach ever. Yeah, nah. Yeah, fucking why not? All right. How about an unpopular opinion of El Deo? I am hype as fuck for the shittier Ball Brothers to be sucked, to be stuck in Lithuania. How good is this? It's like, oh wow, can you even believe like all the talk and all the shit that's going on with the Ball Brothers in Lithuania? Like, there's people at the airport and shit. It's like, fuck yeah, man. Give it to me. I love this. Yes to them arriving at the airport. Yes to them practicing and shit. And like the coach going, oh, I'll play them fucking heaps, bro. And then yes to them getting beat up and scoring like 7 points against like these giant fucking Lithuanian hunks of just man meat. LaMelo, LiAngelo, Mello, Jello. Let's fucking do it. Do it. Love it. Lithuania, Ball Brothers. I need as much of this. Hook it to my veins. It's going to be the funniest, most dumb fucking thing ever. And I am psyched. Hype as F. All right. Let's move on. Let's get to, it's Thursday. So what do we do on Thursdays? We play Where in the World is Jonah Bolden. Well, we usually just Where in the World is, but today it's Jonah Bolden. Well, still hanging out with Maccabi Fox Tel Aviv. Played, Jesus Christ, Unica Jamalaga in the Euro League, and they lost by 11. But Jonah, he had 8 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 steals to go with a block and assist. Whoa, nice one, Jonah. And then, 2 days ago, he played Hapoel Tel Aviv in the Israeli BSL and had 8 points, 7 boards, 1 assist, 2 steals, and 3 more blocks. Jesus, they're crushing it. He's got another game in a couple of days in the BSL against Hapoel Fatal Eliat. Jesus, how's your pronunciation there, Jimmy? Oh, not great, I reckon. Anyway, Jonah Bolden out there. Second round pick for your Philadelphia 76ers. Just out there crushing it, too. Good job, mate. Good job. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch straight after this one. All right, man. The Australian Player Watch. Not much happened for the Australian players yesterday. It was just Patty Mills playing the Knicks. He had 4 points on 1-of-3 shooting with a steal and assist in 22 minutes in the win. Because, you know, why not? So, let's whip through so you can see who's playing what, who's playing where and whatever. Ben Simmons has the Spurs and Patty Mills today. Patty Mills obviously then plays Ben Simmons and the Sixers today. Nice one. Jingling Joe Ingles has the Pelicans. He hasn't scored in double digits for 6 straight games. See what happens in this one, eh? Delhi! Delhi and Thong. Thong McCurr play the Pacers. I mean, sure. Baines. Big Bainesy. Bangers! Plays the Cavs. Try to keep up that Celtics win streak when he plays over 20 minutes. There's something like 22 and 1. 20 and 1. Unbelievable. 22 and 7 when he starts. Andrew Bogut plays the Thunder. Lakers Thunder, nice one. Mango Matthew, we'll be checking on him. ASAMP with the Greensboro Swarm. And how about our daily question over there? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Unfortunately, the answer, as always, is, oh, yeah. And the final part of the Strain of Play Watch, how's Kyrie doing? Well, I don't know. He's out there talking some shit about Cleveland. Jackie McMullen's piece on ESPN is pretty fucking good, so go read it. Get some Kyrie up in you. And, you know, why the fuck not? And you know what we also do on Thursdays? We also, you know, we check in Jonah Bolden. We also swing by Peewee Corner. Hey, bro. How's Steven Adams going this year? Not bad. Had a bit of a stinker against Deli and Thon there in the Milwaukee Bucks. Had only 6.7 shots to go with 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and a block. A little bit better against the Mavs on New Year's Eve. Yeah, 10-8, but the Thunder lost both of them. And the adage of Steven Adams is the Thunder's most important is, I don't know, alive and fucking well. Because during that Thunder win streak that they had around Christmas, Stephen Ebru averaged 14-10 with a block. And turns out, Steven Adams in wins averages 16 points, 10 rebounds, versus in losses, only 10 points and 8 rebounds. There you go. Numbers don't lie, fucking. Right there. So he might be the Thunder's barometer. There they did there. And you can do that, do with it what you will. But I don't know, just saying, Steven Adams might be the most important player in the Thunder. Just throwing it out there. And I might be right. All right, let's get to the Patty Mills Inspiration Board and the game previews after this one. Yeah, what up? Let's quickly swing by the old Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. What has Patty got to say today? Well, Patty Mills wore a special Under Armour shoe tonight celebrating Mabo Day in Australia. Good job, Under Armour. Patty Mills says, it was Under Armour's idea. It's all a part of who I am and being a proud representation of my culture. It's pretty special. That's awesome. Good shit, Patty Mills. And then he also tweeted out, Game Day Baller, Game Day, hashtag at Philadelphia, hashtag Go Spurs Go. 7 hours ago, Jesus. Nice one. Good job, Patty. It's going to be fascinating to see how he and Ben Simmons go up against each other, because it turns out when we get into these game previews, you'll find out exactly why. So let's just do that. Let's get to the game previews. It is a massive night in the NBA. We've got 12 games. 12. Unbelieve it. Unbelieve it. Let's do it. Rockets at Magic. It's a 1995 NBA Finals rematch, baby! You know it. Ah, there's just no Shaq and Hakeem anymore. It's Aaron Gordon versus Chris Paul. Jesus, we don't even have, like, Clint. Well, we've got Clint Capella. But no Vooch. Brutal. No fast Jimmy Harden in this one either. He's out for a couple of weeks. Just pretty rough all round, bro. Rockets win this still because they're way better than the Magic. Just in general. Oh, Ryan Anderson revenge game too. Why not? Spurs at Sixers. Oh, this is fucking rough, mate. No Embiid for the Sixers, but that might be counterbalanced by the Spurs, who will have no Tony Parker, no Kawhi Leonard, no Rudy Gay, no Danny Green, and no Manu Ginobili. Like, Pop might be suiting up himself. Holy shit. That's unbelievable, isn't it? Who's on that fucking team? Is it good, like Davis Bertans is going to play like 48 minutes? Jesus. DeJounte Murray just out there smashing. Maybe Patty Mills will put up 60. I dig it. Give me the Sixers in that one. I don't know. I mean, the Spurs do this though. They just like go, oh, fuck it. We'll just roll out somebody and they'll win. But the Sixers, I'll pick the Sixers. I'll be good. Knicks at Wiz. Oh, Jesus. Zinger trying to bounce back from a shit one against the Spurs last night. Don't think they can do it. Wiz will be nice and rested as well. So Wiz gonna beat the Knickerbockers of New York City in the DMV. Wolves at Nets. No Sweet Baby Carrots. He's out with a left groin strain. Love you, Sweet Baby. Harris LeVert. Keep an eye on him. I'm telling you. Jahlil Okafor, home debut. Watch out. Jahlil has already been confirmed as playing. Un-fucking real. Can you believe it? Well, I can't, but still pretty good. They're gonna get killed, right? The Nets. I mean, Jahlil gets to at least, you know, have his home debut against the dude who was the number one pick in front of him in the same NBA draft, right? Just imagine if he and D'Angelo were playing together in this game against Big Cat. That'd be sick. Wolves going to kill him. Hey, here's a fun stat. Andre Drummond at 62.6%. That's right. Big Andre Drummond over there in Detroit is shooting better at the free throw line than Andrew fucking Wiggins at 62.5%. Oh, Jesus. Speaking of which, Andre Drummond, Pistons at Heat. Yeah, so Wolves win that one. Pistons at Heat. That's Andre Drummond's team. Maybe he's going to shoot some free throws at this one, perhaps. This is like a one of those mid-thousands Eastern playoff matchups revisited, huh? Not bad. It's like Chauncey and D-Wade and Sheed and Shaq and stuff. Now it's a bit, I don't know, too much Hassan Whiteside versus Andre Drummond for my liking. But, yeah, you know, you could talk me into watching some of this. It's a good uniform matchup, the old Pistons and Heat. I mean, it's not overly eye-popping, but a bit classic. A bit classic. Give me the Heat. Cavs at Celtics. Woo! Jeez, it's a rough one without Isaiah Thomas, but bit of a bummer, but hey, man, as I mentioned earlier, I'd rather have him for a full playoff series than a random fucking January game. So give me the Cavs in this one. Even on a back-to-back, I think this will be the old statement of like, hey, motherfuckers, we are awesome. You know, flexing the Cavs muscles, I think. I reckon. Yeah. See how we go. Raps at Bulls. Friendly close-by rivals. It's Drake versus Kanye. What do you reckon? How have Toronto played five less games than Boston as well? Boston have played 40 games. They're 30-10. Toronto are second in the East with 25-10. The fuck? Bulls have lost two straight, you know, fighting Bobby Portis and Face Miritich out there, combining, doing pretty good, but, you know, there's a lot of bit of a talent gap between them and the other teams. They've got Laurie, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, Chris Dunn. Ah, man, but the Raps, they've won two straight off their weird sort of post-Christmas Brody. They're good. They're fine. Give me the Raps. Pacers at Bucks. No Victor Oladipo. So Bucks smashing this one. Sorry, not sorry, Pacers. Warriors at Mavs. The We Believe rematch reversed. Oh, the Mavs are horrible. Warriors kill them in this one. Isn't it just sad about Dirk? It's like, come on. Harrison Barnes revenge game potential here, though. Suns at Nugs. Suns on a back-to-back. Nugs will be nice and rested, and they will beat the piss out of the Phoenix Suns in God damn Denver too. Jesus, there's one fucking fast Jimmy's lock of the week over here. Chuck a 20 on the Nugs there, I'd say. So that's a fun little trio there. Pacers at Bucks, Warriors at Mavs, Suns at Nugs. You can watch the shit out of all of those. And then you got Pelicans at Jazz. Boogie and AD going to feast on the corpse of Derek Favors, I reckon. Yeah, they're just too big, too good. And the rest of the team sucks, but the Jazz have just not been very good at all, you know. Just not very good. At fucking all. They did beat the Cavs, but who are we kidding? Point. That just seems a little nice. So and then the final one of the day. I mean, geez. The Lakers have lost seven straight. The Thunder are looking good, even though they've lost two straight. Apparently this is just about a fucking recruiting visit for Paul George or whatever. And apparently Russell Westbrook and Paul George are just auditioning to join the worst team in the West. I mean, sure. Why the fuck not? Thunder win. And you know what? That is it for today. We've covered off all 12 of today's games. That's fucking cool. We've racked all of our stuff. We've talked a little bit of Kiwi Corner. We've checked up on Jonah Bolden. We've had better than Lonzo Ball. We've done our yeah-nahs. Been a lot of fun, hasn't it? Oh, jeez. You can barely tell I had a million beers last night and I'm feeling dusty as shit after not much sleep. Oh, yeah. Anyway, NBA Australia, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness and more Aaron Baines. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia and like us over on Facebook at NBA Australia. You can join in the NBA Australia Never Forget Fun, where we have our daily player anniversary of, you know, not maybe one of their standout games, but at least our game of one of the myriad Australians who have popped up in the NBA. It is fun as hell. You know, we've covered Luke Longley, Mark Bradkey, David Anderson, Dally, Patty Mills, Chris Anstey, you know, Shane Heal. Some good stuff, I'll tell you. And don't forget to subscribe to NBA Australia on iTunes and Google Play. Check us a nice 5-star rating and review. Go on. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song, but go check out their new band, House Hats. And go vote for the excellent, excellent song All Together by House Hats in the Triple J Hottest 100. Come on, just go do it. Just go do it now while you're listening. Just like smash over to the Hottest 100, vote for All Together. House Hats, Love them. You'll love them. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, the Ramshackle Army, and Fascinator for tunes that throughout the throughout the episode. Nice one. Check them all out on Bandcamp. That's Green Green Green, Ramshackle Army, and Fascinator. Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. Great tunes, I'll tell you. And that's it, man. All right. That's cool. NBA Australia in Australia. Stick around for the Diary of Stephen Adams, and we will catch us tomorrow. Shit, yeah. NBA Australia. Later, Hosen.
Oh, kia ora, bro. It's Stephen Adams here, eh, bro? I figured I'd swing by and check in on you, eh? And let you know what's been happening with me over the New Year's and whatnot. So here's my diary, eh, bro? Dear diary, it's me, Stephen Adams, eh, bro? So, what's happened since we last spoke, bro? Oh, not much. It's the New Year and all that, eh? How was yours? Mine was pretty good, bro. I missed hanging out with my family and having a hungry, bro. But it was okay still. My mum sent me my Christmas present though. I got a new pair of jandals, eh, bro? They'll go great with the present that I bought myself last week for Christmas, bro. My brand new chili bin. I can't wait for summer, eh, bro? Because it's pretty cold at the moment, bro. And I'm just not quite cut out for all the snow, bro. It's a bit much, bro. I'd rather be eating chips in my crib and my rugby shorts, eh, cuz? Speaking of cuz, my cousin Rongo got knocked over Christmas, bro. Turns out he'd been dressed as Santa Claus and was stealing from people's houses, bro. When he was caught, he had to do the haka to scare the cops, but they weren't buying it, bro, and he got knocked. Rongo, you're a silly duffer, mate. Anyway, I made some pavlova for the fellows here in OKC as well for there's a bit of a New Year's present, but they all just looked at me weird, eh, bro? Apart from that Milo fella, he got stuck right in, bro, and ate the whole thing, bro. I think he's got a sweet tooth, eh? Okay, that's it, bro. We're off to LA to play the Lakers tonight, eh, bro? So hopefully it'll be a good one. Okay, that's it from me. Cheer, bro. Love, Stephen Adams.